She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Another week with our Mirrors Reflections. Thank you for joining me again this week, and thank you for all your support. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about 2020. I did something today that makes me feel great. I decided to pay off all of my debt, all of my creditors. I know sometimes it looks great in the bank account, but sometimes you just have to do what makes sense. And what makes sense in 2020 is to not have any debt. So much of our country is in credit and debt and owing people. And I have to tell you, I've been there. It's the most nagging, the most stressful, the most exhausting thing to think about is how much money you owe other people. And I'm starting 2020 off right, and I want to have to owe myself. I don't want to owe anyone besides me. And I really think we need to think about this. When we think about our credit cards and how much we're spending, and we think about the bills we have, and you sit there and you allocate all of it, ask yourself, was it things that you actually needed? We know mortgages have to be paid. We know car notes have to be paid. We know school tuition for kids have to be paid. Our phone bill, our light bill, our cable bill, if that's even a necessity, that depends on how much television you watch in your home. But a lot of our stress, I've realized, at least speaking for me, was about bills and finances. And I realized a lot of that stuff I actually have 100% control over. I control how much I want to swipe on my American Express. I control how much I want to go out to eat, how much I want to spend in alcohol. And when you start to allocate those numbers up on a quarterly basis, and then you look at that number at the end of the year, that is a lot of money. And it's really something I think we need to think about. And I don't think we're thinking about it. I think when we look at credit cards, we just look at it like, you know what, I could swipe. But when you look at your monthly charges, you realize, why am I swiping so much? People are usually afraid to walk around with cash. But for me, I find when I walk around with cash, it's better for me because once it's gone, it's gone. And there's nothing that I can do. And you have to go through a process to go and get more cash. It's not that easy. You got to find your bank, got to go to the ATM. And I find myself, I save more when I'm using cash and not using my credit card. I think the only time that I really am going to use my credit cards are for major purchases, like going out on vacation, paying for my bills because I want to get the points, airfare. But as far as like, you know, dinner and, you know, these small purchases I make, it makes no sense. You should just pay cash. You don't have to pay the interest, right? Just pay flat out. It's like buying gas. You know, yes, you do get the points, and I see why people use their credit cards. But the truth of the matter, there's a lot of us that don't have it like that, and we shouldn't be spending it like we do. And I'm only preaching from experience, and I feel different at this age, at 43, and I wish the knowledge that I have now, I had then. Although I had people that schooled me on my finances, when you're young, you really don't open your mind to that. And I hope for the generation coming up that they're going to see this a little bit different. They're going to really want to build their credit score. They're going to want to have a wad of cash at hand, and they want to have assets. And I think we start teaching our youth this from now, how to manage their finances, how to invest in their 401k and their future. I mean, hell, I never thought 43 would be here so soon, and it's here. And it's forcing me to really think about what my retirement looks like. What does my 401k look like? What does my IRA look like? You know, what do I have in assets? These things are real questions that we need to be talking about. And I don't feel we're talking about it enough. A lot of mental health issues come from what we don't have, what we can't afford, and what we feel we should be able to obtain in our lives. But the question is, are we really setting ourselves up for that? Are we setting ourselves up for our future? Or are we just thinking about our now and our present? It's important to live in the present because, you know what, tomorrow may not come. But the truth of the matter is, it may come. And so if it does come, and when it does come, you want to be prepared. And that's where I'm at with thinking about our generational That's where I'm at, where I think when I think about the generational future, you know, what are we leaving behind for our own children? What are we leaving behind for the future? That's the next generation that's coming up. Because the truth of the matter is, we're going to, you know, move on and transform into another life. And we want to know that our kids, we're leaving them with the right tools. We're leaving them with the right information. We're leaving them with the right setup. You know, are we setting our kids up for the future? Are we setting them up to run their own business? Are we setting them up to run a household, a functional household? You know, what are we leaving in our wills for our children? And I mean, I really believe that if our kids have a head start financially, then they really can't lose. Okay. And it's not only leaving it behind, it's do they know how to manage it? We have to teach our children how to manage money, how to manage their credit, how to make smart investments. It's just like taking them for their immunization shots. Although, you know, I didn't get my, you know, that is something, it's that important. You're not going to have your child running around here and not be protected with his health. So why would you have your child running around here and they don't know how to protect their wealth, the wealth that you built for them? They have to learn how to manage their money. It's something that I saw my mom do. She never lived beyond her means. Unfortunately, I went the other way. I wanted to live beyond my means. And every time I made money, I wanted to spend it. It took me a while to realize that saving is so important. Putting away for a rainy day is so important. Paying your bills on time is so important. And not keeping up with the Joneses. Because the truth of the matter is, there's always going to be someone that has more than you. And there's always going to be someone that has less for you. So it's very important to know your lane and stay in your lane. Because what I've realized, trying to keep up with the Joneses, nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. They don't. They're there for the free ride if they can get one. They're there to take what they can take and move on their jolly way. Why aren't you thinking of your future, the bigger picture? All I'm saying is I would be so laced right now had I made better choices when I was younger. That's all I'm saying. So I have the knowledge. I have the experiences. I've made the mistakes. I've recovered from those mistakes. So I'm sharing it with you. What is the point of having knowledge and keeping it for yourself? It makes no sense. Right? We're here to learn. We're here to share. We're here to share our experiences and where we made our mistakes. And we're also here to share our knowledge. I've been in finance for a long time and I saw a lot. And I'm glad that I was able to be, you know, there to watch business deals, to watch how investments are made. I'm glad I had someone that was there to give me a 401k and match it, which is usually unheard of. And when you have those companies that are going to match your 401k and your retirement, don't leave money on the table, girls and boys. Take it. It's free money. Who doesn't want free money? Most companies are not even giving away free money these days. So I was blessed and I was lucky and I took advantage of it, you know? And so I'm just here to express to you young people, I know you want to have a good time. I know you want to drive a fancy car. I know you want to live in nice places, but you have to ask yourself, does your salary match that car? Does that salary match your home? Because it's no fun to get all that stuff and turn around and lose it. It's a waste of money. It's money, flush it. You might as well just take your money and flush it down a toilet. Live within your means. You're going to get your prize as long as you're doing the work. But you can't expect, if you are making $50,000 a year, okay, to get a doggone $70,000 car. That does not make sense. It's stupid. It makes no sense of having an Amex when you know damn well you're not spending that money per month. And if you are spending that money and you don't have any cash put away, that's another stupid mistake. And all the mistakes I'm telling you, I made them when I were younger and they were stupid. It doesn't make sense. You have to invest in something that is going to make you money while you are sleeping. That's what you have to do. You have to know that life can switch and make major turns. You can get sick. Do you have money put away to pay those doctors if, God forbid, something happens? Are you paying for your insurance? Do you have a life insurance policy? These are things that we have to teach our youth, especially if they're not in an environment where they're being exposed to get this knowledge. I have this knowledge. I'm going to share it with the people that I know, don't know, and they need it. I'm not just going to sit on it and keep it to myself. It doesn't make sense. We have to share what we know. And once we do know it, we have to show them how to apply it to their everyday lives. And it starts with something so simple. Sometimes I look in my refrigerator, I'm like, oh my God, that's getting old. Are you one of those people that you go to the grocery and instead of getting exactly what's on the list, you go to the grocery, you get what's on the list and you get what's off the list. Bad move. You gotta stick to the list, because then when you get things that are not on the list, and you bring it home, you end up wasting it because you really didn't need it. It's simple changes like that. It's simple changes like that that's going to make a lifetime of freedom financially. Just like we want mental freedom, you should also want financial freedom, because it's all ties together. It's all linked. You know, a lot of our stresses is, I have to pay this bill, I have to pay this, I have to pay that. And that's because usually we're living above our means. Someone said to me, Andrea, make sure you're always above the watermark. And that person was right. You know, you don't want to go below the watermark. You don't want to be spending more than you're making. Okay, because you have to take into consideration, you make big money at the end of the year. Are you considering taxes have to come out of that? So actually what you're coming home with is very different from what you make. And that is what you should be basing your financial spending on, is actually what you're coming home with, not what your base salary is. Because your base is not what you're coming home with. Okay, so when you get that extra money, you get that bonus, you get those Christmas gifts, do you actually have to spend it? I say spend a little, save more, invest more. That's what I say. And I'm going to make it my business when I incorporate my courses with the women and the young boys that I sit down with and the young girls, I incorporate, where are you with your finances? Because that's a big part of our mental health and the mental stresses that we all face.
Wealthy people face it. Rich people face it. Middle class people face it. Poor people face it. We all face stress when it comes to our finances. And so we have to make sure we are living within our means. We have to make sure that we are accountable for everything that we spend and everything that we receive. So what I suggest you do for 2020, let's start fresh. Get a journal. Write down all your bills. Whether they're monthly, whether they're quarterly, write them down. Write down how much you come home with biweekly, monthly, or however you get paid. Write down how much you are putting away. Write down, are you putting away for your retirement? Write down, is money going into your life insurance policy? It's important. Health insurance is a must. Anything can happen to you. So that's why you should have it. I don't care how little or how small, you have to make sure that you're protected. Sit down with your children when you're going through this process so they can learn the steps. They're never too young to learn how to budget a checkbook, a checking account, a savings account, a retirement account. Let them see. Let them see mommy and daddy brings home this, but this is what mommy and daddy have to give to bills, because they will then learn to respect money. You have to respect money. I always say I like money, but I don't love it, because I'm not going to do whatever it is to get it. I'm a hard worker. I'm going to work for it, but I'm not going to go out there and take, because sometimes when you're a lover of money, you make some bad decisions because you love it. So I say learn to like money and respect money. Respect your money. Respect how hard you have to work for it. So you're not just going to throw it out there, and you're not just going to give it out to random people. And that is something I'm working on, because I'm a giver and I love to give, but I have to remind myself, did I give to myself first? I have to remind myself, not everyone is worthy of my money, because I work hard for it, and not everyone is going to respect my money. So I had some hard lessons I had to learn in 2019. I am not holding on to it. I've learned. I take it, and I take the lesson and move forward, and I just move differently. So all I'm sharing with you is what mistakes I have made in the past. I've learned from it. I've grown from it, and I'm sharing it with you out there. Let's be responsible with our finances for 2020 and going forward. Let's be accountable of what we're teaching our children. It's our responsibility. They will only learn from us. And if we're making horrible mistakes with our finances, our children are going to do the same. Let's teach them from young to respect themselves, respect money, okay? And teach them from now of what they can acquire if they do the work and they're sensible with their money. Let's make change for 2020. I'm down with it. Stay tuned to next week. Fun topics coming.